Welcome to the Authors Network Radio Show, a weekly show where we will feature the work of authors from around the world. Tune in and listen to their stories, as well as tips and insights into authorship. Now here's your host and best-selling author, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. And, you know, I'm kind of a happy, excited, and a little bit sad. You know, today is the last week of this series for TX Authors, the conference being held April 30th, May 1st in Austin. You can find out more about that by going to txauthors.com and clicking on the tab that says COAD, Celebration of Authors Dinner. And this is going to be an opportunity for you to meet all the people that you've heard on the show week after week for the last 2.5 months, I believe it is. And so one of the things that I'm happy about is that, well, that event's this coming weekend. And another thing that I'm happy about is I get to interview Keith Reynolds, who is someone that works with people doing audiobooks. Okay, and you know, I'm an author of 3 books. I've been interviewing authors for 7 years. One of the things that I know is that you have to, you know, write your book, you have to market your book, you have to get out there and shake hands and talk to people about your book. You got to book speaking gigs to sell your book. You got to do a lot of things. And one of the things that I have found is a lot of people, well, they don't want to read a physical book, they want it on a device. And if it's in audio, oh, that's even better because they can listen to it while they're driving or they're walking or working out. So I've thought about that, and I thought about, well, you know, the ebook's good, but audio would be better. So today we're going to get to find out how much better and how do different things take place with doing audio books and what is the process? What do you need to do? This is also someone that's going to be presenting at the TX Authors Conference in Austin this coming weekend. So if you haven't bought a ticket, I highly recommend that if you're an author, a speaker, someone who works with authors, an event planner, someone who is a speaker looking to write a book, if you don't take this weekend and come to Austin and invest in this opportunity, well, all I can tell you is it's going to be a lot more lessons to learn than if you had showed up and invested your time into meeting the people here that have been doing this for years and years and years. And I think that, if I'm correct, there's about 12 presenters, including myself. And if you add it all up, I think you're going to get at least 75 years of information. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live 75 years to learn what I can learn mostly in one weekend, because some of it's not for me. And the pieces that are will give me a chance to jump ahead of the game. Now, am I going to leave this event a genius? No. Am I going to leave this event with information that's going to help me become better at what I do? Yes. But at the end of the day, folks, it really comes down to what you're willing to do to be better at what you're trying to do. And that always starts out with, well, it always starts out with taking steps. The first step is to join up for the conference. The second step is to show up. The third step is to implement it. And the fourth step is to write down the results. Now, if you take one step without the second step or the third step without the fourth step, you're standing on unbalanced ground. And we all know when you're unbalanced, after a while, you're going to fall over and it's going to hurt your nose. So here's the deal. If you're willing to take the step to come, you're willing to take the step to listen, you're willing to take the step to learn, and then step into doing it, there's a future for you in what you're trying to do as an author or a speaker. We know today's market, it's very easy to be an author or a speaker, but that's just the title. What do you do from there? How do you get booked? How do you get recognized? How do you get marketed? Who knows about you? Is it just your community? Hey, our family will buy the book even though they're never going to read it. They're just related to you. Your friends will buy the book, but are they going to hire you to do anything? Probably not. How do you get in with the big people? How do you get in front of the people that could help you? You hang around with like-minded people, people who are already doing it. And maybe if you insert the opportunity properly, if you take advantage of what you can learn, you might have a chance to step forward and get recognized yourself. So we can go on and on about this, but at the end of the day, it's really important that you take the first step. Go to txauthors.com, click on the COAD tab, and register. One other thing, if you're not a member of txauthors.com and you're an author in the state of Texas, well, you need to check that out. It's probably the best deal you're going to find this year. Now, I'm not going to go into that whole thing, but second half of our show is the founder of that organization, Alan Bourgeois, and he can tell you more about that. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get some housekeeping in, and we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with Keith Reynolds. So if you want to call into the show, it's 347-989-1363. You can listen by phone, or if you want to answer a question or join the conversation, press the number 1. You can email me, Tony, at Tony Gambone. And if you want to be a guest on one of the shows here in our network, okay, you can just email me info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Okay, so we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to bring up my first guest, Keith Reynolds. Stay tuned.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, so as you heard, txauthors.com and click on COAD. And I just want to mention that Texas Authors has been a sponsor of ours now for the last 2.5 months as we've been promoting this series of speakers that are going to be at the TX Authors Conference this coming weekend in Austin. My first guest is a gentleman by the name of Keith Reynolds, who was one of the top audiobook directors for Audiobook Studios, the production arm of Amazon Audible.com, the world's largest retailer of audiobooks. Okay, so when you hear Amazon, we know how big that is. I don't know if there's anything bigger right now in anything. So I want to stop right where I'm at. I want to bring Keith up. I want him to tell us a little bit about himself. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Now, Keith, you and I spoke before the show, and I learned a little bit about you, but I'd like to share with the listeners some more about you. I believe it's important that they know who you are so they have a reason to follow you. And we'll get to the part of what you do. But so I know you're calling in from Dallas, but where are you from originally?
Oh, well, you know, I was born the poor son of a farmer in Maine. My mom was a teacher and my mother was a farmer, and I grew up in Maine. I moved to New York to go to college and ended up staying there and working in recording studios. I've lived there for about 13 years, and just relocated to Dallas last year in July to open up my own production company, Spoke Media. So that is the extreme Reader's Digest version of my life.
So it says that you worked at Amazon. Now, I mean,
well, I worked.
Go ahead.
I worked as an audiobook director at Audible Studios. So Audible.com is the world's largest retailer of audiobooks, and they were purchased by Amazon, I want to say 6 years ago, something in that range. And the production wing of Audible.com is Audible Studios. And I directed audiobooks for them for about 8 years. It was a lot of fun. It kind of, you know, I was a musician in New York and working occasionally as a recording engineer. Sleeping on couches and floors occasionally. And I got a call from Mike Charzik, the executive producer at Audible.com, at Audible Studios. And they were looking for an engineer, and somebody had recommended me. And I kind of just leapt at the chance. And because I was fortunate enough to be working with one of the premier studios in the industry and working in New York, I was working with all these incredibly top-notch narrators. And I was able to kind of just, you know, through engineering and sitting in the room and being very quiet and paying attention, I was able to learn a lot of things and eventually became a director and started working projects from that angle, producing here and there. So it's been, audiobooks has been incredibly great for me, and I am I will always be grateful to Audible for giving me that opportunity.
So you started out as a musician, and we all know that's a tough place to get started. I mean, you got to really sacrifice a lot of things. When you were doing it, did you ever realize, well, I don't know what happened there, did you ever realize that you would be doing audiobooks? Was that ever like something that you thought, well, you know what, maybe I could fall back on that?
You know, it had never even crossed my radar. And the funny thing is, as soon as I started doing it, and really decided to dive headfirst into, working in audiobooks, it kind of was one of those moments where you're like, why have I not been doing this, my entire life? You know, like I said, my mother was a teacher. She was an English teacher, actually. And the literary world have always been a big part of my life. Growing up, and I'm a terrible insomniac, and the first thing that ever really worked for me as a kid around 9-10 years old is I would listen to audiobooks. Now that sounds terrible. I listen to audiobooks, put me to sleep. But really, it's having something that captivates enough of my attention that I can get lost in the story enough to kind of let the troubles of the day go away. And eventually be able to make it to sleep. And so audiobooks have always kind of been a very big, very important part of my life. And it just, it had never really come across my mind to work in them. And then all of a sudden I found myself working for Audible Studios, and it was a perfect match.
The reason why I asked you that, Keith, is because a lot of times we set out on a path to do something, go to college. You know, we live the dream. We do what we do. And, you know, a lot of times I have found that I would say 85% of the people started out in one direction and became successful in a completely opposite direction. And I like to point that out because a lot of times people are unhappy about what they're doing or what they're trying to do. And they have never given the thought to the fact that maybe that's not what they're supposed to be doing. But that's probably a whole nother show in itself. what I want to talk about is authors doing audiobooks. Couple questions that come to my mind quickly. Is it the author that reads it? Is it someone that they hire to read it? Or, I mean, do you have to have a certain voice? How does that work?
Well, you know, it really all depends. There are plenty of authors that have read their own work. It works particularly well, of course, with nonfiction works, particularly with memoirs and things where you're really telling it from a first-person perspective. For the most part, fiction authors, you'll have an actor narrate the book. And that's really where a majority of the industry is. We're really looking to create, especially as people are really kind of incredibly hungry for audio entertainment. We're looking to create more enveloping, captivating performances. You know, audiobooks have been around for a long time, and they've always kind of served a very utilitarian purpose, whether it be for the blind or for, you know, people to fall asleep to, or for road trips, or what have you. And as audio entertainment has kind of exploded over the past 4 or 5 years, not just with audiobooks, but with podcasts and audio dramas, there's really been an effort to turn these into higher quality and higher art performances than just a simple translation of a printed word into audio.
Hmm. Well, I myself, I love audio. I've really, in the last 5 years, I've taught myself to read more. It's kind of a challenge for me. It was, always seems to be easier to listen to audio, but I've become convinced as long as you're getting information and you're learning, or maybe you just like to, you know, just go somewhere in another space where it's just a fiction book, or, you know, it's just nothing to do with work or self-help or anything like that there. That's a great way to unplug from today's society. Now, what do you find that most people like audiobooks for?
There are a lot of different categories of this, but one of the reasons that audiobooks have become so popular recently is that it's a lot easier to consume them. One, because you've got your smartphone, you can listen to it anytime. You're not talking about purchasing a 20 CD set just to listen to one audiobook. But also, particularly in the last couple of years, where Bluetooth connectivity has become ubiquitous and so easy to use in your car, you know, it's very easy to just get in the car, pull up your audiobook, and get rolling. And so that's where you see a majority of people consuming audiobooks is, you know, you're talking about a country where most people have a 25-minute commute, and a lot of people have commutes that are a lot longer than that, and that's just one way. So you're talking about people spending upwards of an hour or more in their car every day. And, you know, they want to find ways to take that time back to be able to learn, to be able to be entertained. And it's the same way at home. You know, people are multitasking. We live in a second screen world where even when you're watching TV, you're playing on your iPad or your iPhone at the same time. You know, you're cleaning the house and you're listening to an audiobook, you're exercising and you're listening to a podcast. So audio has just become very conducive. Look, I love reading. I unfortunately don't get to do much of it anymore outside of the professional realm. But for most people, it's impractical a lot of the time. And so what I found is that authors are sometimes, particularly indie authors, are missing out on this massive market of people who are just not going to pick up even an e-reader. So audio is really, you know, we're talking about an industry that's been growing 40% a year for the last couple of years, while we've been watching e-readers plateau and even drop about 10% in the last year. And we, of course, the print publishing industry is in rough shape as well. So I think it's very important. That's what we're really trying to talk about Saturday at the Texas Authors event, is why audiobooks are so important for indie authors. I feel like a lot of indie authors get nervous about the process and how to get published, and also about the cost of production. But when you look at those hurdles compared to the earning potential in audiobooks, by not doing an audiobook, you're really just leaving money on the table.
Hmm.
So was that even remotely close to the original question you answered? You asked.
I kind of deviated a bit there. When I heard the end, you really got my attention with the last statement that you made.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, nobody wants to leave money on the table.
And you know, so let's talk about authors a little bit. I'm sure you've met a few.
One of
the things is they put out all this money to get a book done. And then they get the book done. Then they think, man, that was really hard work. Well, now the work really begins, because now you got to market the book.
Absolutely.
You got to talk about the book. And you got to meet new people so that they'll actually care about your book. And you got to go through all these hoops. And you got to jump through this. And after a while, a lot of authors, well, they don't even tell you that they have a book anymore, because they feel like they failed, because they can't get it to be recognized. And I think, I might be wrong, but I think what you're telling me is that the future is audiobooks versus, you know, a physical book.
And absolutely.
Even on a Kindle Fire or your smartphone or a tablet, you know, you could read it, but the new generation's coming up. I mean, I'll be 60 this year. So we like the smell of paper, I guess you could say. And then you have the generation that likes to read it on the tablet. But the new generation coming out, you know, like my youngest is 21. And even younger ones are going to be wanting to hear it all. They're not going to want to. They're too busy.
Yep.
They're multitasking. Well, they could be listening to that, watching TV, and eating dinner all at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And part of it, too, you know, when you talk about the younger generation, it's the immersive quality of multimedia. So you'll have there's a big push right now to have e-readers that have audio and video components. There is WhisperSync, which is Audible's. It's essentially a technology that allows you to pick up wherever you left off in either your audio version or your e-reader version. So you're listening in the car and you get out of the car and you go inside and you pull up your iPad and you're on the page that you left off on with on the audio and vice versa. So it's becoming a kind of a submersive interactive experience, especially for the younger generation. But, you know, in terms of what you're talking about with where it's becoming, you know, again, audiobooks, they used to, like I said, they used to be for the blind and it used to be for the elderly. And you watch the numbers drop over the past 5 years. You know, the average listener age has gone from something like 51 to 38 and continues to drop. So you're starting to get into a market where you've got kind of that prime demographic of consumers that you're looking for. So it really is, you know, just to get back to leaving money on the table, audiobooks, like I said, they're growing so much. They're growing at an astronomical rate, and while other forms are falling, and they also they make your audiobook your work easier to find. A lot of listeners, they just as much as they would find an author that they like and then read other works by that author, a lot of listeners find a narrator that they really like listening to, and then they'll just find different things that narrator has read. So if you can get a narrator with some track record reading your book, that's essentially free marketing for you. And then you look at subscription models, which a lot of retailers have started doing. Where, you know, you pay $20 a month and you have X number of downloads a month. This really increases sampling among listeners, where they're willing to, because they're paying a subscription, the money's going out every month, they're saying, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on that, even though I've never heard of that author before. The story looks really interesting. I listened to the sample. It sounds really cool. I'm going to try that one this month. In addition to that, Audible just released their Clips program, which allows listeners to share samples from their favorite audiobooks via social media. So it's very easy now to you know, you're listening to your book and you really like it and you want to tell people about it and you post it to Twitter and you say, check this out, and it's the sample right there. So it, in, aside from really being a great place to pull in new revenue, it's a great place to find new listeners.
I didn't realize that they would follow the narrator, which is a great way to join new communities. I didn't realize that part of it. And also, what I didn't realize is that as I'm thinking about this, if everything is going to go audio, what would be so the expense of getting a book manuscript, a cover, format it, print it, all that stuff. Do you think it, moving forward, that if someone has an audio book, would they need to have it in paper or you know, could it just be digital? So would it cut back on a lot of the printing and formatting and graphic work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're looking at that. That's a big reason why people, you know, especially independent authors, go with e-readers. You know, you don't have the cost of physical production. You know, and it's similar with audiobooks. You know, you've got to pay to produce the book itself. But once you've got it produced, you know, you're not talking about, kind of paying for more printings or anything like that. It's done. It exists. So it is a very like I look at you know, books, physical copies of books are kind of headed in the way of vinyl. You know, they're never going to go away, and they're going to be a very valuable niche collector market kind of thing. But for the most part, it's going to be e-readers and audio. And as we look at the market, you know, e-readers have kind of plateaued, and I think we're kind of seeing, you know, where the market is at. It's hit its peak, and audiobooks just continue to grow and grow and grow. So we'll see what the world looks like in 5 or 10 years. But right now, you know, audiobooks are the best game. I mean, you're talking about, in addition to kind of outpacing the growth of physical copies and e-readers, in a lot of cases, the audiobook version outsells the physical version and the e-reader. So it kills me sometimes, you know, when you talk to authors and they are very, you know, they look at, you know, the couple of grand that they have to spend to get their audiobook produced, and are very cautious about it. But when you look at all the money that's out there to be made on it, once it's done, it's a very small investment.
So let's talk about that for a second, Keith. You're saying, we'll make us up as we go. We're not going to hold you to any numbers. But let's just say it's a couple thousand dollars to get an audio book created versus, I don't know, $5,000, $6,000, $12,000, $15,000 to have a book done. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once the book is done, then you got to order books, and everybody in the chain of the order makes money off of that deal. And they got to be shipped to you and all that. But an audio book, you're doing it once. You're able... Now, is it a link, like an MP4 or MP3?
So there are a lot of different ways to get your audiobook published once you've produced it. And that's one of the big things we'll be talking about this weekend, is kind of the two leaders in the market right now. If you're looking to, you know, obviously the ideal, in an ideal world, just like with print publishing, you know, a publisher takes an interest and says, you know, hey, we want to print this book, and here's an advance, and, you know, all that fun stuff. And that's obviously the ideal situation in the audiobook world as well. But for independent authors that are self-starters, the two best ways to kind of get your audiobook into the market right now are through ACX or through Authors Republic. ACX is Audible's it's the audio content audio creation exchange, and essentially what it does is it puts authors in touch with narrators and producers and basically the people that make audiobooks, and this helps you get your audiobook made, and then you're able to publish it through Audible, and there are a couple of different ways to go about that. Authors Republic is a similar service for audiobooks.com that's got different advantages, different disadvantages. They're a little bit less on helping you get it made, and they're more in the it's made, here's how you get it published. And there are different advantages going with either one of those services, but we'll be talking about that a lot on Saturday.
Okay. Well, so I know there's people out there, you know, I wanted to mention your website again, and I believe it's spokemedia.ie. Is that correct?
Spokemedia.io.
I-O. And, yeah, you know, I'm going to bring that up now because I haven't heard of I-O.
Well, so there are, you know, you can get pretty much anything you want now as the end of your domain name. One of my favorite podcasts is Reply All, and they're constantly changing their web domain. You know, it was replyall.pizza for a while. It was replyall.fail for a while. I think it's replyall.limo right now. And so we were being a little bit nerdy with the I/O. You know, it's the ins and outs of your audio interface or your computer or whatnot. So, you know, we're just a little bit nerdy on the tech stuff. So we decided to incorporate that into the domain.
And I think it's cool
because .io.
Yeah, it caught my attention. And if they want to send you an email, or do they just go through your website to contact you? Is there any way that they...
Absolutely. You can contact us on our website, spokemedia.io, or you can email storytellers@spokemedia.io.
All right. Well, very good. Man, I'm looking forward to meeting you Saturday.
Likewise.
I have a ton of questions. I know that the people listening to this show, if you're an author and you've given up, well, here's a reason to get new life into what you're doing. If you haven't given up, this is a good opportunity for to learn for what's coming up. And I always find that we can survive in this world if we understand what's coming down the road and we're willing to look at it with an open mind. So being able to present to the millennium or the youth that are coming through the next generation, let's figure if we're not able to sell to them, we're going to go broke. So it's good to stay up with what's going on. Keith, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to meeting you on Saturday.
Absolutely. Likewise. Thank you so much, Tony.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to bring up the founder of TX Authors, a gentleman by the name of Alan Bourgeois, and he's out of Austin. He's putting on this incredible event, the TX Authors Conference, in Austin, Texas. So I want you to hang out. We'll take a break and meet Alan if you haven't already, or learn what's coming down the road with this weekend's event. So we'll be right back after the short break.
Texas Authors, Inc. is the only nonprofit organization that supports and markets Texas authors exclusively. We have created proven programs and events that give an author the extra boost in knowledge and skills to sell their book. Join us at txauthors.com.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.
All right, welcome back to TX Authors Conference 2016 series here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. And my name is Tony Gambone. If you joined the show late, you missed out on a great interview with Keith Reynolds. You're going to learn more about him by going to spokemedia.io. That's correct, .io. Check him out. If you want to meet him in person, you need to come to TX Authors. Well, you need to go to txauthors.com and click on the COAD tab and register. Come to Austin this weekend and meet him and others that are leaders in the industry of authors and speakers. So it'll be a good opportunity for you to figure out how to get out of the situation you might be in now that you've become an author. My second guest, a gentleman by the name of B. Alan Bourgeois, has worked in the publishing industry as a writer and as a publisher for a combined 25 years. Now, he has his own business, Bourgeois Media and Consulting, where he has helped authors in getting their books published and marketed. His seminar, Marketing Renegade Style, is a fun-filled session that gets an author to think of outside the box. That's scary, getting an author to think outside the box when it comes to marketing themselves and their books. Now listen, I've known Alan for about 6 years, and I got to meet him this year, maybe even about 2 months ago, in Austin. So I'm real excited about that opportunity. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tony, and thank you. It's great to be here, as always.
Well, I just got to meet another one of your people, as I call them, Keith Reynolds, and what a great opportunity. I've learned so much from these radio interviews. I just can't imagine what the people are going to learn in a combined setting on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event, and you're absolutely right. I mean, all your shows, and I do appreciate you interviewing all of our speakers during the last 2.5 months. On each of the shows, we have definitely learned something, and it's amazing the amount of energy they're going to present, as well as the knowledge they're going to share with us for Saturday and Sunday. And to be honest, you're going to be overwhelmed with all the information you're going to get.
Yeah, I really think so. And that's why it's important for people to mark out their calendar for Saturday and Sunday. Okay, and one of the reasons is because you're going to want to have some time to digest this. But more importantly, you're going to want to be able to hang out after the event on Saturday. And if you haven't bought the dinner ticket to hear the keynote, Judith Briles.
Julie Briles. Yeah.
And she's known as the author shepherd and the book shepherd, right? Am I saying that right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so for me, that's worth the money just for dinner, just to be able to hear her speak. But here's what happens. Everyone that's going to be speaking is going to be at that dinner. If you go to that dinner and you spent the day at the event, you're going to be able to mingle with all those people on a one-on-one basis. You're going to have more reason to come back the next day. So it's a really good opportunity for you to compile a bunch of questions for the second day to ask the people that you met the day before. You don't want to bombard them on the first day, okay? You want to give it some time, build a relationship with them, and see if it's a fit for you to have conversation with them. So, Alan, tell us what's going on the, you know, I've done a lot of events, and we're down to, you know, the last 5 days or whatever it is now. And things always start to look like, uh-oh, what was I thinking when I started to do this? And they always turn out great at the end. But it's a stressful week, and, you know, there's always something that you didn't figure on. So how's it going in that end of the process?
You are absolutely right. It has been a stressful week already. But, yes, we are excited that it is almost here. We are just days away, and it will turn out to be a great event. There's no doubt about it. We've actually given this event a little nickname. It's called the Ripple Effect, because we know that the information that's going to be shared, the conversations that are going to be happening between the authors and the sponsors and the marketing people is going to cause a ripple effect throughout the publishing industry on many different levels. And we have a special announcement at the closing ceremony on Sunday afternoon talking about that. So we're real excited about that. We've already started making arrangements for next year. It's going to be in Houston. So we're excited about that as well. But yeah, we always, especially the fact that, you know, it's a small team here. Yeah, it's getting close, and we are a little nervous, but we know it's going to turn out really well.
Well, if you're not nervous, then it's not going to be a good turnout. That's what I've come to the conclusion in the 7 years of doing events, not only weekly but quarterly. And it's never as easy as it looks, but it's always as rewarding as it was, you know, it was always worth the reward at the end of it all, because you know, you'll probably get a good week's sleep next week, but more importantly, you'll be able to hear how so many people appreciated all your hard work.
Well, that's always good to hear, believe me. But as far as sleep, that's not going to happen. I have to actually prepare myself for being in Houston the following weekend for the Manil Fest, and also other events that are going on that weekend. But the excitement for me, and as we've talked before, creating this organization, the Texas Authors as a nonprofit, is to help Texas authors. And we're expanding that. We're including more authors throughout the country now to help them learn how to market and sell their books, to become more successful, to be able to make more money from what they do in the long term, hopefully turning it into a full-time job that they can earn a solid, good income from. That's what excites me. That is what motivates me to continue to do these type of events. And so for that, yeah, even though I stress out and I get worried at times, in the long run, that's what makes me happy. And knowing that people are succeeding, when I get those emails from people saying, thank you, because of this, this, or this, X, Y, Z happened, and I'm excited about it. It's changed, you know, things for me. And that is very exciting for me. So that's my pleasure.
Well, there's a good friend of mine that I joined a workshop with last week. I should say I've been following her for a long time. She's been a speaker for about 15 years. And one of the things that she made sure to say is whenever you're going to go speak somewhere or wherever you're going to go do something, don't ever freak out on what's going on. Just be present and available. And it always works out. And you'll always get called back for more. So even if you're a guest or a speaker or the creator of the event, you just do the best you can, and everything always works out. It just always does, except sometimes we want to add our own drama to it. So I know it's going to be a great event. I just hope that people will take the time out today and go register for this event, txauthors.com, COAD is the tab to click on. Now, we're always talking about TX authors, and it's a great opportunity. If people are authors and don't belong to txauthors.com, well, you're leaving a lot on the table, as Keith Reynolds said, okay? But one of the things that I think it's important for them to know more about is Alan Bourgeois, okay? Alan, I mean, this is something you're passionate about, but you also have bourgeoismedia.biz. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Bourgeoismedia.com is a consulting firm that helps authors who are looking to get published, whether through the traditional method or self-publish. I'll sit down and I'll have a chit-chat with them and say, okay, these are all the things you can expect on all the different levels, and you have to determine what's going to be best for you and then guide them accordingly. I usually spend a good 5 hours working with somebody developing their project and getting it all the way through the process. It's definitely exciting to see them get to that point of knowing that it's accomplished, it's done, it's a book in somebody's hand, that they're actually selling the books is an exciting aspect. It's through Bourgeois Media, I've been able to create a lot of different other projects, and Texas Authors is one of them, plus other things. And we plan on doing a lot more projects, moving into video as well as the radio, things of this nature. So we're really excited about it. I continue to grow and develop these programs. And, I mean, I'm here for the authors. There's no doubt about it. And if I can real quickly, you mentioned the fact of leaving money on the table. We figured out that when somebody joins our organization, automatically, if they use all the services that we offer, they're saving themselves over $2,500 worth of expenses just using the programs that we have, or even reading the articles that we have. And that's just the beginning process. If they actually really get involved and use the events that we've created, the Lone Star Book Festival, the Wimberley Book Festival, the Dear Texas event, and on and on and on, they've increased their marketing ability 1,000 times. And they've increased their book sales tremendously if they use these programs. And that's what it's all about, is helping them expand and grow and become better in marketing and selling their books.
So what does it cost them to become part of TX Authors?
Our membership is really inexpensive overall. It's $125 for the first year, and then the annual membership is $100. To us, we feel that's way below what it should be, but it's a fair amount considering everything you're getting. Just for an example, when you joined a while back, not only were your books presented out on our traveling pop-up bookstore and our web store, but they're also automatically entered into the museum. So your book is now part of history, and that in itself can be worth millions of dollars down the road, if the right person catches it, reads it, and uses it. But not having that access cuts off your potential for growth and income.
Yeah. I I'm a big fan of yours, and I think that what you're doing is so valuable. And I mean, if you put out under $200 and you're able to save $2,500. Well, I never was the smartest kid in the class, according to the teacher, but that just makes sense to me that that's something worth looking into. So what are some of the things I just want to highlight this weekend's event that, you know, being in the business as long as you have been, what are the things that a new author or even an author that's been an author for 2-3 years, what are the things that they're going to pick up this weekend?
Oh, wow. That's a toughie. Better understanding what marketing for an author is. That's the key issue. Most authors do not even have the concept of what that means for themselves. It doesn't matter today if you are a traditional big contract or a self-published or a hybrid publisher. It doesn't matter what type of publishing you have. You still have to be out there marketing and selling yourself and your books. So helping people understand what that actually means is going to be the major thing they're going to get. But learning about ebooks, how to use them as a marketing tool, how to, you know, go through the process of getting an audiobook, as Keith was talking about, and the value of that. What's the difference between an advertisement in a newspaper versus advertising on social media, and how to use social media better for yourself? It's not that big of a monster as a lot of people see it as. We have a new app that's been out for about a year, and it's been very quietly getting out there. And the founder is going to be at our event on Saturday talking about it and hyping it up and getting people to understand the value it has. It's a really great way to get, you know, your book out there at absolutely no cost to yourself. Talking to the media is a really important thing, not only doing radio shows, but TV and even working with movies and stuff. So there's so much. And for me, my particular session that I will be teaching is thinking outside the box. We are so used to bookmarks or stickers or, you know, the basic type of things, but you have to really present yourself in a totally different way that people can get excited about, understand, and see you in a, beyond the mass crowd of 1.5 million authors and books that are out there. That's thinking outside the box. You have to be creative these days. So, in a nutshell, the aspect, as you know, I mentioned, marketing and what it means for authors is the most important thing they're going to understand and better able to work with when they leave our event.
I'll tell you, I'm excited, and I've been talking to a lot of people, and you know, I've been asking them questions like, hey, how's it going with the book? Where are you with your book? Have you found that things have slowed down with your book? Are you speaking for your book? What are you doing to market your book? And everybody has like a look on their face like, well, they're not really sure what they're supposed to say. So I tell them, you know, you can get a lot of questions answered. I don't know if you can get a lot of problems solved, but you can get a lot of questions answered if you take some time out and investigate this event this weekend. Come and join it, take notes, meet the people there that are leading this organization that are helping others. So hopefully they'll show up. Hopefully the people listening to the show will show up. And now, and I just want to make sure people understand they don't have to be from Texas to be able to attend this event.
Correct.
Is that correct?
We encourage people from all across the country to come on in, enjoy the beautiful weather here in Austin, and have a great time meeting fellow authors. Even, you know, Judith, she's from Colorado. You know, so even though we are a Texas-based organization, no, we encourage anybody from across the world, basically, to come and get to learn how to market and sell themselves better.
So we don't have much time left, but what I'd like to do is just turn 5 minutes of the show over to you, and I just want you to explain to people, you know, just the different events happening this year. I know they can go on your website. You have one the week after, 2 weeks from, or a week from this weekend in Houston. You do events a lot, okay? So explain to them. Why, when you do these events, the benefit of them being a part of your organization, your membership, is that you're promoting their books at these events. Is that, am I getting that right?
Correct. We are, for the easiest way to put it, the cheapest way to advertise your book. We have well over 10 to 20,000 people that see our booths and our literature throughout each year. And that means that's exposure for your book. We only have 1,200 titles in our system. So of that 1,200, that's pretty good exposure for each individual author to be able to get out there in front of people from all around the state, especially since we do our pop-up bookstores in various places. We've been as far south as Laredo, as far north as Denton and Dallas, Houston, of course, San Antonio, and Wimberley, Austin. We go all over the place. But starting this year, earlier this year, we were actually in Boston participating with the American Library Association. We got to meet people in Canada, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, and expose Texas authors to them. And we've actually had some orders placed because of that. And that's something we're growing and expanding with. We're outside the state, and we plan on being outside the country pretty soon here. So for advertising aspect, we are definitely the cheapest route to go to get the most exposure you can possibly get for your book. But if you, like I've said before, if you use our programs, our Lone Star Book Festival, which is all about indie authors and indie and small press, there's very few book festivals geared towards that. So this is another great way to get that exposure at a very inexpensive way too. Using all of these different types of events that we have gets more and more exposure for your book, more and more ways to learn how to get that exposure for your book. And that's what it's all about. You're competing against a million other books. You need whatever help you can get. And we are definitely the least expensive way to do it. And the only way at this point in time across the country that does this type of work. There's been smaller groups starting to form because of us, and they're following our trail, but they don't even come close to what we do. And I'm always creating new ideas, new concepts, new ways to get it out there to help promote the authors that we represent. So,
well, I know I'm thankful for it, and I hope that people will just take time to look into txauthors.com. If you haven't already registered, go to the COAD tab, click on it, register. And I'm telling you, this is my tip of the week. Make sure to register for the dinner as well. It's going to be a great opportunity not only to have a good dinner and hear Judith Browse speak, but yet afterwards, the networking and the conversation going on afterwards with all the people in the room will be something that will be very beneficial, worth every penny you paid to go this event for. So, Alan, we're kind of up against the clock. If there's any last minute stuff that you want to put out there, let's do it now.
Well, I want to thank you, Tony. Your support for the organization over the last few years has really been helpful, especially for this event. Interviewing all of our speakers has been really great. And I know the listeners have learned a lot just from listening to these shows. So I thank you very much for that. I need to give a quick shout out to the Sheraton Hotel here in Austin. They've been really bending over backwards to help us, you know, make this a great event, and I'm thankful for them. And as you've said, this is going to be a great event. It's very inexpensive. We're talking, if you do the entire event as a non-member, you're talking $150 for 15 sessions. That's $10 a session, plus you get free goodies. Judith is going to be giving away a copy of her latest book that won 2 awards. That's all about marketing for authors. That alone is worth the money. So definitely check it out, do it. And if you miss this year, send me an email. Get on the list for next year because we are definitely going to be there doing it in Houston. So we're excited.
Well, once again, thank you. It's always a pleasure to serve next to you. I think what you do is very commendable, and I think that people would look into it. They would see how important it is. They take advantage of what you're offering for them. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone there. And I've interviewed all the presenters, and I can tell you, I'm excited. I know that for me, I just want to meet all the people I interviewed. It's just going to be great. And I'm just hoping that we, you know, that we get to people to understand, if you stay overnight at the Sheraton, to me, every time I go to an event, if you don't stay overnight, you miss out on the good stuff. Because, you know, when everybody leaves the day event, what are all the people that are presenting, what do? They hang around, they chat, they learn more about each other. That's the circle you want to be involved with. So look at this as an investment in your future of your of you being an author. Learn more about what Keith Reynolds was talking about with you know, more with the people that we've had on the show. I just can't tell you. I've got books that they sent me. I'm trying to read them. I can't find time to get information off of each book so that when I see them, I can say I read their book. Now, I have cracked the cover, and I've read a little bit about it because I wanted to know more. But this is going to be an opportunity for people out there to understand what they can become if they just put a little bit of time and investment in it. Once again, Alan, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to be a part of this. I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. And yes, it will be an exciting weekend. I look forward to seeing you too.
All right, folks, make sure to go to txauthors.com. Click on the tab that says COAD, Celebration of Authors Dinner. We'll see you this weekend. And make sure, if you have any trouble registering, contact me, Tony, at tonygambone.com, and I'll personally make sure that you get taken care of. That's our show for today. We look forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
You've written a great novel, and now it's time to sit back and roll in the dough. Not. In today's saturated world of book publishing, an author must know how to sell their book. At the Celebration of Authors event, we have created 12 fun-filled, information-packed seminars to help give you a valuable boost in selling your book. Join us on April 30th in Austin, Texas, as we celebrate writing and marketing. To learn more, go to txauthors.com and click on COAD.